Shamalai from Sweetest Friends. This year should be a special Swiss for Rabbi Mirasi Shiyuchio. Chus Moshe to Peshtim Reis of Moshe Mordechai. And continue our series of Shiurim in the Goddess of Maseches Brachos. Also, Fuas Itamar Yosef ben Ravid Esther and Rabbi Yosef ben Chana, Rav Shai ben Leah. Daf Lamed Aleph. Gemara says, "Hamispal Satana Rabban Hamispal Tzar Shechavin Es Liba L'Shemayim." Hamispalel, person who davens has to be mechavin his heart, has to direct his heart towards the heavens. Avashal Omer Siman L'Davu. We have a siman for this Tachin Liban. Prepare their hearts. Talk to Hashem. Takshiv Aznech. Then your ears will hear. So if their heart is mechuvin L'Shemayim, then your ears will hear. Says the Rav. יש כוונה פרטית, תהיינו כוונת פירוש המילות והעניינים, ויש כוונה כללית, תהיינו כוונת הלב בגדולת השם מתפרח, ורוממות הנפש הראויה לה על ידי העירה באור השם ששעת התפילה מסוגלת אליה. So there's a specific כוונה, which is פירוש המילים. Do you know what the words mean? And then there's a general כוונה, and that's כוונת הלב, thinking about the greatness of God, and the exaltedness of the soul that is basking in the light of God when he davens, if he's davening properly. And that's when we learn that besides kavanas hanyanim v'atachavim v'atevot b'pratiyut, besides knowing what the words mean, besides perish hamilim, צריך לכוון ליבו לשמיים ברוממות השם יתברך. You have to be מכוון in your heart to שמיים, thinking about the exaltedness of God. זה מה שתוכל נפשו שאת, according to what your soul can handle. וידי זיכרון השם יתברך וגדולתו, תתרומם הנפש לשלמות התכלית של התפילה. By remembering God and his greatness, the soul will be elevated to the שלמות תכלית של תפילה. And therefore, it's a school for the tefillah to be accepted. So it's not enough to know what the words mean. You have to be thinking about the greatness of Hashem. That's what it says. It's not enough perish hamilim. You also have to think about godless Hashem. Avishal says, simon ledar, tochen libam. Eino omer yachinu libam. It doesn't say they will prepare their hearts in the third person. Kim tachin, nochach lezecher. שעל ידי זיכרון השם יתברך מתכונן ליבם למישרים ולצדק וכל מידה טובה כדברי רבנו יונה בשערי תשובה על הפסוק בשם יצדקו ויתעלו כל זרע ישראל שזיכרון השם יתברך מביא שזרע ישראל ידידו על ידו צדיקים ומהוללים כי על ידי זיכרון השם יתברך מתרוממת נפשם וכל מידה טובה וכל כישרון מעשה וחוכמת הלב. רבנו יונה writes in Shari Tshuva in two places, he quotes the pasuk, Hashem yitzdeku v'yishalu kol zeri Yisrael. And that means that the Jewish people are justified and praised in Hashem. Meaning when you remember Hashem, you become tzaddik and mehulal. It has a hashpa on you. Remembering God has you act in certain ways. Rabbi Yonah writes, Shari Gimel Oschav Zayin, V'chayev Adam l'shtadel liknos l'anav shri tomit et anhagos ha-mechuyavos min ha-zechilah. Kmo ha-yira, ha-tzni'ut, v'kishut ha-machshavot, v'tachsis ha-midot, כי זרע הקודש השיגו כל הנהגה נאהבה והמעתירה בעליה מסחירת השם יתברך. כמו שנאמר, בהשם יצדקו ביתנו כל זרע ישראל. When you remember God, it's supposed to give you yirat tznius, proper thoughts, proper actions, good midos. So the Rav explains that it doesn't say yachinu, it says tachin. When you remember Hashem, you're mechavim libo l'shamayim. It gives you good midos. אם כן, השם יתברך הוא המלחין ליבם, על ידי מה שמתרומם ליבם לגדולות, על ידי זיכרון השם ועוזה. That's what means תרחים ליבם. When is God going to prepare your heart? When you elevate your heart. When you elevate yourself and you want to come close to Hashem, you remember Hashem, then He is going to be Mechin Libcha. So we're speaking to Hashem directly. Tachin Libam. Hashem is Mechin our Lev. When? When we remember Him. And then Mele Takshiv Oznecha. So this is a simen that besides the Kavana Pratis of Perish HaMilim, you need Kavana Akolas of Libel HaShemayim. And that's what helps your tefillah be accepted. Prepare their hearts. In other words, when they remember you, then you're going to prepare their hearts, you're going to elevate them, they're going to be just much better people. People who know God, remember God, just act in different ways. So that's a simen that you have to machav in libo l'shamayim. He says, Tochen liman, Hashem is making our life. But we do that by remembering Him. We're machavin our life l'shamayim. And the male attack was Necha Hashem will listen to us. Tanya. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Kacha Min Hagi Shur Rabbi Yakim Shem Yispar Ayim Atzibur Ayim Akad Tzivol Pnei Torach Tzibur Kshem Yispar Beno Levein Atzmoy Adem Menichu Vizo Vizu Mitzvah Vizo Vizacheres. We keep an interesting on Hoga. When he would daven by himself, when he would daven with the Tzibur, what would happen? What would happen is that he would be makatzer v'oila. He would daven b'kitzer. He would daven an abbreviated tefillah, meaning he would say all the words, but it wouldn't take him so long. When he's davening by himself, they find him in one corner, and they wrote that he was shuckling and moving around, he would end up in the other corner. Mekrios v'shtachavoyos, because he was bowing down so much. Asbir ha-rav, ha-kavanah pratit, yivadai mitfarim ha-me'akvim et ha-tfilah. When you have kavanah, it's ma'akif, for perish ha-milim. The kavanah la-shamayim, she-yitaron, כוונה לשמיים כלית כבר נמצאת גם כן כוונה פרטית בעצם ענייני. So when you have כוונה לשמיים, which is already included in כוונה פרטית. But there's obviously a higher level of just not just talking to God, but you're appreciating the greatness of Hashem. אבל להגדיל כוח הכוונה הכלית הוא נחוץ ביותר רק כשאדם מתייחד בשלמותו לעצמו. אבל בהיותו כלול עם הציבור, רואי לו שישתף דעותיו לפי ערך הציבור. ובאשר אי אפשר לכלל הציבור להשיג עומק הציורים של איש אלוקים קדוש כרבי עקיבא. רק כן היה מקצר ועולה וסתפק בכוונה פרטית כמעט. In other words, a big person has much greater השגות than Hashem. So when he's by himself, he could be thinking about that. However, when he's with the tzibur, he has to be with the tzibur. So Rabbi Akiva, when he was by himself, so he's thinking of his great השגות than Hashem, so it took him a long time. When he's with the tzibur, he can have all the kavanas of the Arizal. When he's with the tzibur, he's makatzer v'ayla, he has to be makatzer. So here the Rav says a beautiful idea. And that is that here you have two conflicting values. You have one value of not being matrich the tzibur. You have another value of appreciating Hashem's greatness. So which one is gover? Which one wins? So the Rav says, not being matriach the tzibur, why? So A, there's an idea of not being matriach the tzibur. What the Rav emphasizes is, you're meshatef yourself with the tzibur. Being part of the tzibur is such a big deal that it overrides the maila of thinking about godless Hashem. It's mishatim himself, you're part of the community, you're not just alone, you're not living on an island. So Rabbi Akiva was by himself, so you have these kriyas v'shtachavayos, he would show that he has Yisron HaKar Barom with Hashem. He knows the greatness of Hashem, and that's what the Kriyas and Ashtachavayos symbolize. He's doing all this bowing, he's appreciating God's greatness. The value of making yourself part of the Tzibur is even greater. So you can take this to a place of Musar, and you can say not to be Matriach the Tzibur. Not to cause other people pain, but they have to wait for you. And you can take this to a place of appreciating the godless of Klal Yisrael. You want to be part of Klal Yisrael. Recently I was in Shul in Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and the minyan was supposed to start at a certain time. And then 15 minutes later, the way this shul works is that someone gets up there, does the Blas Baruch of Yishtabach, and then says Kaddish. That's the way it goes. So in this minyan, for whatever reason, the Chazan decided at the 15-minute mark, in other words, I was already up to Yishtabach myself, I would come on time, Baruch on time, maybe it was a little early, it was a minute late, but Baruch on time. So I was up to Yishtabach. I was waiting, he's going to get up there, he's going to say Baruch Hei Olamim and Baruch Hu. So he starts saying Brachas. It's interesting because in this shul nobody says Brachas at the Amid, even though for better or for worse, but they don't say Brachas. But he decided, no, he's going to say Brachas. Brachas is Shachar. And then he went through the whole, the whole Psuke de Zimra. I think he skipped Korbanos, I don't know how he did that. And I felt it was a big tircha de tzibura. And somebody even went up to him and said something, but he didn't pay heed. He wanted the amud, and he wanted to start at brachas 15 minutes after the minyan started. When people were ready, everyone knows in this shul how it works. You daven on your own until you yishtabach. And when he got the halal, he started doing, these nanuim and hodus, and it was taking a very, very, very long time. So I know this person. And he means well. Oh, does he mean well? And he was very enthusiastic about the tefillah. He was davening with a lot of kavanah. You could tell he meant it. And that's Gevaldik. That's Rabbi Akiva Dik. Rabbi Akiva also kriyos v'shtachavayos. What this person didn't know, and I'm sure he didn't learn this shtickle, is that the maila of the shtatef atzma batzibu is greater. Not to be matriach and make yourself part of the community. So that's something that comes up a lot in life. We have this conflict between our own personal growth and being part of the community. And a lot of times we have to sacrifice our growth in order to be part of the community. It doesn't mean we should stop growing. It just means that we're not meant to be hermits. I read a story about Rav Steinman. He told his son, you're going to America. He says, normally we have such chumras in what we eat. But in America, we just can't hold by that. Of course, we're only going to eat kosher. But all of our chumras, America is just not in that much regular. When we go there, just what they give you to eat, eat. Why is a mile of the tzibur? You have to be part of the tzibur. They were helping the tzibur. They give people chizuk. So if they refuse to eat anything, then they can't give anybody chizuk. So he sacrificed his chumras and kashrus for the community. It's exactly what we see in this Gemara. All right, it's a sham. We will continue this amazing series. Thank you so much for listening. Amazing. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.